بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Inshallah, this period will be a period of discussing the reality and the essence of Salah. And this is a kitab we will be doing, which is known as Anwar Salah. All the beautiful nur, the beautiful lights of Salah, which is the reality of Salah. And this kitab was written by Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi, very great pious personality. And then this kitab got out of print, and then the Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he found it and then he reprinted and gave explanation to this kitab. So this is a very valuable kitab that our Hazrat explains that when he started the silsila of itikaf during the month of Ramadan Sharif, and he was thinking what kitab should he read in this period, then he went into his library. And Allah Ta'ala just put in his heart, his hand touched this kitab, very small kitab. And from then Hazrat started this kitab, and it is extremely beneficial. And many of us might have did the course already or heard about it already. But the reality is that Salah is the most important aspect of our life. And perfection of Salah is continuous, hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen, until maut comes to us. There's no end to bettering our salah, to improving our salah. So we shouldn't sit here and think, oh, I did this kitab already, we'll just sit in the lesson. No, we have to ponder and listen attentively and see, is my salah improving or not? And very important also, many people have this notion that we heard this bayan already, or we heard this example already. It's not a matter of just hearing it, it's a matter of, did the reality come into my life? Did I understand it? Did I bring it into my life? Otherwise, we find as far as matters of deen is concerned, nobody say, I went to the shop yesterday, or the whole year I went to the shop, or 5 years I'm going to shop, why must I go again? No, continuously you're doing it. Your breakfast, you don't tell your wife, every day only eggs. You have eggs every day, and if you don't get your egg one day, you say, why, where's my egg today? So in dunya, then we want continuously. So similarly in deen also, Allah Ta'ala made the system, every day we have to perform namaz. And not one or two times, but not just as a ritual. Not like one Maulana said so beautifully, my namaz, up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. So how many years we are reading namaz, the reality didn't come. So we think namaz hasn't got any effect. If we listen to this lessons attentively, inshallah, and with proper focus, with a proper intention, as Hazrat explains here, our intention of coming here is not to increase our knowledge. It's not to pass time. It's not that, let me go, other masjids don't have a program, or there's no khanka program, or their food is not served, that is why let me go to this masjid. No, our object and purpose here, myself, all of us, we should correct it now, and that is our islah, our spiritual reformation. And Allah has made the system, spiritual reformation can only take place with sohbat salihin, with the company of the pious servants of Allah. And undoubtedly, we cannot make enough shukr. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with such a wali of this time, of this zamana, our honorable illustrious Shaykh, that just the gaze of a wali on a person can change a kafir into a Muslim, can change a sinner like myself, you can change you into a perfect Muslim. So the sohbat, the company of the Shaykh is very, very important, and that is why we should be attentive and focused to the Shaykh, and we should be attentive in every majlis, in every gathering, every program, we should be there and see if we start with this intention, and as our Hazrat explained to us, that renew our intention all the time. That I come here for my Islam, my spiritual reformation. And then be conscious, see, am I reforming spiritually or not? Oh, I'm just passing my time. What is the sign that you're study forming? You're eager, you're there before time. Nobody has to inform you. You, yes, if you're weak, tell your friend, wake me up, remind me. So this is important that we realize that we have to correct our salah all the time. Salah is the most important aspect of our life. So this very, very important kitab of Anwarus Salah and this very, very important subject of how to make namaz our reality, as we will learn here in front, that if namaz come right, our whole life will come right. Our whole deen will come right. And when deen come right, then dunya will come right. Today we're putting the cart before the horse. Mawlana asks you, where were you for namaz? Mawlana, I just had some problem in my shop, in my job. Once that is right, you'll see me 5 times namaz. The system of Allah is not like that. Allah's system is, you pay attention to your deen. Put your deen in order. Make your namaz in order. See, Allah will put your dunya right. Allah will remove all those obstacles and hurdles. So we have to put the cart in front, behind the horse. We have to put our priorities in proper perspective. And that is why we have come here. Myself, first of all, this is not I'm giving a lesson to you. It's my own lesson. It's my lesson. It's for me to learn. And whoever else listens attentively and take benefit, Mubarak, we all benefit. But actually, it's my lesson, which with the command of our honorable illustrious Sheikh, that we have to do this lesson. So it is very, very beneficial. It's not just filling in a slot, just not passing time. This is extremely important, very, very beneficial. So this kitab here, it starts, Hazrat explains here, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasooli al-Kareem, wa ala Ali wa ashabi ajma'in. The introduction of this kitab, which Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi has written and re-transcribed by Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, was the great Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi. He says that Suluk wa tasawuf or zikr wa shagal ke tariq wa ikhtiyar karne ka maqsad Allah Ta'ala ke raza ke liye nisbat batini ka husool hai. He says the path of Suluk means to tread a path. What path you treading? The path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in today's time, it is called tasawuf. Tasawuf actually is from the word suf. Suf means very coarse type of clothing. In other words, clothing that a person is not really concerned. I must be dressed up to date. In other words, they were those group of people that were really not concerned of their dunya. They were concerned of akhirat. Not too worried, hey, my clothes must be like this, my shoes must be shining like this. This doesn't mean a person mustn't be dressed neatly and tidy. That is there. But today we find people are just engrossed in their clothing, people are engrossed in their cars, shining their cars whole day, whole afternoon. Namaz goes, they're not worried. So sadly, we shine the outward things, the reality inside we're not worried. So dunya, we are too worried, we forget about akhirat, which is the reality. So the actual, those group of people who realized reality of akhirat, they were called Sufis. And from this word of the word tasawuf has come. And tasawuf is nothing new. This is the same thing taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was called ihsan. Ihsan means that we live a life in such a way, أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يرى. That we live a life of obedience, that we worship Allah in such a way that we know we can visualize, I am seeing Allah. If not that, then you definitely, Allah is seeing us. Allah is watching us. And this was a long hadith. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam on one occasion came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sat like this, like a student at tayyat position, putting his knees right close to the knee of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then asked few questions. What is Islam? What is Iman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, and Sahaba was surprised. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he said, Sadaqta wa bararta, your answer is very true. Sahaba was surprised. What kind of student is this? He's asking and he's telling the teacher that your answer is correct. Then he asked, Mal Ihsan, what is this Ihsan all about? That is to do everything beautiful. And you'll only do something beautiful when you know Allah is watching you. When you know the boss is watching you, then you're doing your work properly. If you know the boss is gone on leave for 2 weeks, Then automatically, dila, dala, now your work, you just do it, but the boss is not around. But when you know the boss is watching, when the students know the ustad is watching even outside from the window, then see how they pay attention. But the moment they know ustad is not watching, we forget. So when we know Allah is watching us, and not only in the masjid, all the time Allah Ta'ala is watching us. So to get this consciousness, this is what is called the tasawwuf. So it's nothing new, it's the same thing taught by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But as we see along the line, the terms may be just changed to make it easy for people to understand. Like in this world it's common, you see today in our country, many same roads, the names have been changed. Same towns, the names have been changed. It's the same town, it's the same road. So exactly the same. Tasawwuf is the same thing, it's nothing new. And this is the purpose and object of coming to the Khanka, to learn this kayfiyat, this tasawwuf, this reality, this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people that were worried of akhirat, what is the reality of this? Shagar wa zikr wa shagal ke tariq ko ikhtiyar karne ka maqsad Allah Taala ki raza ke liye nisbat e batini ka husool hai. How to get this ihsan, this recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had to do and portray this path of zikr, making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is first learning about the name of Allah, then daily taking the name of Allah, and shagal, spiritual exercises. The Shaykh will teach us how to do our spiritual exercises, example, be punctual at our salah, etc., our tilawat of Quran. When a person adopts this path, then what is the object and purpose of this path? It's not just to walk on this path. It's not just blindly say, I'm treading the path to Allah Ta'ala. Oh, I took bayat to a Shaykh, I became bayat. What is the object of taking bayat? That is, you treading the path towards Allah. This path of ihsan. And what is the reality and the object and the purpose of this path of ihsan? Is rida ke liye. That Allah Ta'ala's happiness. That Allah must be pleased with me. Not I come here, that even regularly I'm here. Shaykh will see, he'll give me khilafat. When I get khilafat, people will come to me. I'll become famous. I'll get presents. I'll get name. That is, our object is dunya. Allah save me first of all of us. Our niyat must be, Allah Ta'ala must be happy. And remember, the world cannot praise you. Allah won't let your one good action go to waste. Allah knows everything of yours. And you'll see that in the qabr very soon. This world is not a place of reward. The real reward is in the qabr. So that so to get the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah, and how you get this pleasure of Allah, to get nisbat-e-batini, this inside connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nisbat-e-batini, this very internal connection that all the time you are connected to Allah. Otherwise, it happens that we see people, they can give a big lecture about connection with Allah. You can give a big lecture about character, everything. You call for a seminar, ulama also go, big seminar is taking place about character, about anything. They give a big lecture. After that, no talking about Allah. Then you're only doing it for that period. But nisbat-e-batini means that internal, close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all the time, even you are attending a lesson now. After this also, it's not that you won't joke, you won't sit with your family, anything. But what it means that this connection with Allah, the moment shaitan wants to mislead us to do anything haram, you are conscious, Allah is watching me. How can I do something that Allah is unhappy with me? So this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as our Shaykh gives a beautiful example, that Hazrat explained, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that in a Darul Uloom, you actually preparing what is called a kawab. And everybody likes to hear about food, although Ramadan time, this time is not the right time to talk about it. But when you hear about food, kawab, hey, where you get this kawab? So they in a Darul Uloom, they preparing this kawab. In other words, all the knowledge about the deen, etc., you get from the kitabs. So similarly, the outward salah, that is all the important masail of salah, which alhamdulillah, first of all the virtues of salah, then the masail, everything that was taught, then our qiraat, all this is the outward form of salah. It's like a container. If you don't have a container, how are you going to fit the reality? That is that connection with Allah. The connection with Allah, just the kayfiyat ihsan, this condition that Allah is watching me, this is our ultimate object. This is the main object. But you can't reach this object without the container. As I explained so beautifully, many people, we just want to jump to the height. We don't want to climb the stairs from the bottom. You have to climb the stairs from the bottom. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll see in this world also, in business, a person you see is a very influential businessman and is a very is a big businessman. But if you look at the history of it, where he started. He used to carry boxes himself. He used to count the screws and the nuts himself. He started from small. Now he grew up. Exactly the same in deen also. We first have to start from the bottom. We have to start with maktab. Learn our alif, ba, ta, sa properly. Then learn the different masail. Then the taharat, as we learn here so beautifully. How to even correct our istinja. All these things are important. Without this, then our qaid, our beliefs, etc. Then we'll get the reality of salah. And the salah has to be corrected and has to be learned. You can't just get the salah in the kitabs. In the kitabs you'll get that raw kebab. And then when you come to the khanka, this place here where you sit in the company of a sheikh, and he puts the reality of the love of Allah, the happiness of Allah, that taught all the time in our heart, then that kawab will be like a fried kawab. And a fried kawab, Hindus who say, don't eat meat, when they just smell that kawab frying, they also become Muslims. They also they desire, hey, we want that kawab. So that is, then we'll get this reality which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. That perform namaz as you see me performing salah. And this, as Hazrat explained, towards the last ashrah, it will be explained in more detail, that in today's time, a person might say that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not here, how we going to perform namaz, how we saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the simple, our deen is so perfect and complete, that our deen is that deen, that is so authentic, it's got a chain of narrators, that is from me, right until the day of, before Qiyamah, inshallah, this chain will carry on right to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Sahaba practically how to perform Salah. They taught their students, the Tabi'een. They taught their students, the Tabi Tabi'een. And this carried on, and it will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. So we have to learn Salah practically from a Ustad, from a Sheikh, and practically, and inshallah in the last period, you'll see practically, inshallah, Salah will be taught outwardly. But important is the reality. So first of all, the reality will come, inshallah, if we work continuously. But first work on our outward salah. First the container. If your container is not correct, then what you going to fill in that container? If the container is full of holes, our salah outwardly, our postures are not right, and we want to fill nisbati ilahi, the nisbati batini, the internal connection with Allah, it won't. It will all leak out all the time. So to fill this internal connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all the time a person, and this will depend on how frequently and the quality of a person, so all the time permanently, that this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be in the heart, and this is the ultimate, this is the main object of this of the khankas, of the tasawwuf, etc. And what is the reality of this? Jiska matlab Allah ta'ala say khususi hubbi ta'alluq ka hona. Allahu Akbar. Now, what is the object and purpose of this internal connection with Allah? Is that a person has got a special and a loving connection with Allah. A very special connection and a connection with love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, that special connection, like you say you got a friend. One is Allah ta'ala says, Allah waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the friend of all the believers. But that is general friendship. That is not a special friendship. It's like you, in your town also, you say, I got a friend, his name is Babu Bhai. Who is he? What's his real name? You don't even know his real name. What's his number? I don't know his number, but I meet him in namaz now and then. So that is friendship, but that's not a real friendship. And one is you got a friendship with somebody so close, that even 12 o'clock at night, you got some work and you phone him. He just lifts the, answers the phone. Salaam alaikum, he knows it's your voice. Oh, what's the problem? What you want? So exactly the same, the special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this loving connection with Allah. And then that is as you come to know Allah, and that is why we have to do this course of ma'rifat, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you come to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, you're traveling in the plane and you're sitting next to somebody and now the talks take place, etc. He's a stranger. But as you start talking, you start knowing, first you are unfamiliar with that person and you worried, who is he? But as you come to know him, oh, this person is a very intelligent person. He's a professor, he's this, he's that. Now you start respecting him more. And you start become, you want to become more close, associated with him, etc. Or if you come to know, oh, this person is a rogue. And this person is a very dangerous person. Now you are skeptical, you are all the time alert. But what Allah Ta'ala, as you come to know Allah, it's just a one-way road. There is no such a thing as any weakness in Allah. Any fault. In fact, to use these words like fault, etc. with regard to Allah is just respect. This is just to explain. Allah Ta'ala, as we come to know Allah's greatness, Allah's knowledge, Allah's generosity, Allah Ta'ala's kindness, and then a person just wants this loving ta'alluq with Allah. Like a person, you got your children, you love them, you are traveling, you gone for umrah. But you're thinking, hey, my grandchildren are doing this, my children must be doing that. And one phone call and they call you, and just 5 minutes you spoke, but now you're in a different world again. You just spoke to them. So exactly the same, when we got this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll see, we'll be busy in our work also. But then the moment you come for salah, you'll see it's like a switch. That now you'll switch off all that. People say today, we don't have concentration in salah. For this concentration, we have to do the scores of the zikr of Allah, the scores of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person will see, just now you were in, just now you were busy in your shop, but now azan goes, and now immediately all your attention is changed. Like Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala herself mentions that Nabi Kareem Sawasim's condition, he used to be sitting and talking to us. And the moment azan goes, Nabi Sawasim was in a different condition now. Immediately preparing, going for salah. So exactly the same, when we work on the scores, that is outwardly we correct our namaz. Then we work and regularly, not only in a month of Ramadan, regularly we sit in the company of our mashayikh, listen to their bayans, etc. And today with this internet, etc., forget all the filth and dirt. If you are addicted to the internet, get addicted to a pious person's website. And what better website than our sheikh? And all the other filth, stay away. And if rather, stay away from it totally. And read the kitabs of our sheikh, etc. So anyway, in this way, then you'll see. Now when you come to salah, it will be like a switch. You switch off everything, and now you, Allahu Akbar, you in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is that special, loving ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you have that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the time you worried, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be extremely happy with me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be must be closely connected to me. And this is what is called tasawuf. And this is why we do this course, that not just to get knowledge, but actually what it is, ma'lumat, what you know, ma'mulat banana, make it part of your life. This is tasawuf. It's not some big deal, it's not some big thing. What we learned, our ABC, our wuzu, make our wuzu correct, make our taharat correct, that is, then you'll become a Sufi. A Sufi is not something out of the world that is flying in the air, and that is something else. A Sufi is that person who brings, as we learn in front, Shariat comes into our life. So this nisbate, this special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is this road that you will be treading to get this close connection with Allah ta'ala. And what is the sign of this close connection with Allah ta'ala? Jiste har hal Allah ta'ala ki yaad, aur uska hazir wa nazir hone ke liye, wijdan ki wajah se apni har harkat, aur sukoon uski rida ka liyaz rakhna. And what is the sign in now, that under all conditions, every condition of a person, whether you in your business, somebody offers you backdoor goods, no, you, Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gave you some extra money, now where are you spending that money? Are you wasting it now? Your paving is still good, now you want to change your paving, now unnecessarily you want to make some renovations, or Allah Ta'ala gave you some time. Where are you wasting that time? You're wasting that time watching sports, or just watching, you say, I'm watching the news, and you're wasting your time, and you're getting involved in haram. No, all the time, to have this consciousness and presence, Allah is Hazir and Nazir. And only Allah has got this quality, that Allah is present with me all the time, and not just present, Allah is watching me. And not only Allah is watching me, Allah knows my thoughts also. So even your thoughts, you'll be, and thoughts will come to a person, that you don't have to worry, that's a subject which will come in front, inshallah. But if a thought comes, don't build on that thought. Immediately Allah is watching me. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, you read. So this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get this presence in your heart, that Allah ta'ala is present with me all the time. Allah ta'ala is watching me all the time. Then every action of yours, if you're not even in action, you're motionless, you are just sitting quiet, but all the time what is in your mind, Allah ta'ala must be happy with us. But myself, let us ponder and think today, who thought for a moment that Allah, are you happy with me or not? We worried everybody else must be happy, the wife must be happy, that one must be happy, but we're not worried, Allah Ta'ala must be happy with us. So this worry and concern, as our Shaykh teaches us, that Hakim ul-Ummah, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, that who of us make this dua, that Allah make me totally successful in my deen, dunya and akhirat. This dua we should make regularly, that Allah please make me totally successful. And we'll hear what this cause, this will be the cause that will give us total success. And higher than that is the raza of Allah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time to get this happiness of Allah, to get this pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why we have to do this cause and learning how to get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, like Allah ta'ala says, people are my general friends, but my close friends, Allah inna awliya Allah, you know the friends of Allah, the real friends, la khawfun alayhim, they have no fear whatsoever, and they have no grief whatsoever, what is going to happen in the world, what's the price of petrol, oil, all that shaitan fools you. But if you don't do this cause, or shaitan makes you scared, that the so very hard cause, how am I going to get this connection with Allah, for me to do zikr, etc., shaitan will fool you, and say, no, this cause is very easy, very simple. Like in dunya also, if a person drives a car, but he didn't do a simple cause, how to change the wheel. Now when he gets a puncture, he doesn't know, oh, he's scratching his head, how am I going to change the wheel? Now he's trying to hire four people, help me lift the car. And then he thinks I must take a chisel and a hammer to hit the nuts and the nuts out. He'll make a big mess of the car and he won't even be successful. But if he learns, even an old man today you get, Hazrat explains, you plug in the cigarette lighter, those jacks, it will lift your car, etc. So very easy, you get those screwdrivers, you can plug it in and it will loosen your nuts. So very easy you're able to change the wheel. So exactly the same in deen also. If we do this cause, very simple cause, and the first is, though, we can't jump the top of the ladder. We have to start with the outward, the beginning. That is, learn our masail properly, learn our taharat properly, learn all these things properly. Then see, and then work on our zikr and work on our spiritual exercises like controlling the thoughts that come to our minds, etc. Then see how enjoyable and how easy, and then a person will get this special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all the time a person now is just worried and concerned that Allah ta'ala must be happy with me. And in other words, puri zindagi, har lamha shariat ke mutabik hona chahiye. And in other words, every moment of my life, how will Allah be happy? That a person follows shariat. Shariat is our guideline. That is the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not many people, we say, are making an intention to please Allah ta'ala, but you're doing it the wrong way. Our Shaykh explains a very beautiful example, and he says that the wrong thing you can't do the right way. The wrong is wrong. But don't do the right thing the wrong way also. For example, somebody stole your car, and now he parked it in his yard. Now you went down the road, you saw your car is there. The right thing, it's your car, but don't do the right thing the wrong way. In other words, you don't go and open his gate and push your car out, and then he'll go and report you to the police and say, this man is stealing my car. No, you go to the police station and bring them and show them your papers, this is my car. So do it the right way. So everything has to be done according to Sharia. We have to see every aspect of our life, whether it is the rights of my wife, Not that a Sufi is not that person that now he is not worried about his wife, he is not worried about his other matters. He just thinks, I'm going into the khanka. I want to get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your wife is sick, you're not worried about her. She is pregnant, you're not, or you leave her at home, there's no mahram and nobody to go and do her basic shopping, etc. And you say, no, I'm going, this is no. That's Sufi is everything according to Shariat. Every aspect of our life, huququllah, the rights of our family, our families, our relatives, neighbors, etc. All aspects of our life, our the different laws of salah, the different laws of zakah, all these things, a person has to be conscious, and a person has to be worried of all these things. That every moment a person must be worried that am I doing these laws according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise a person is fooling himself that you are getting connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You won't be getting this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these qualities that has to come into a person's life, that a person becomes truthful, a person gets the special love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this can only get if a person follows every moment. He learns what is the law of Shariat, and he follows Shariat as further it is mentioned here. Kyunki Shariat haqqa mizani rizai ilahi. What is the scale and the measurement, and what is the criteria to judge whether we are gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The true and the correct Shariat. The correct Shariat, and today, very important, learn from the authentic ulama, authentic sources, what is correct Shariat, what is our correct belief, our qaids must be correct, then our salah must be in proper order, and the reality of this must come. Not like today we see, as Hazrat explained so beautifully, that today, outwardly a person, as it will come in front also, that we just got the outward form and the reality we don't have. So to get this reality, that our scale to see, am I doing it according to Shariat? And for that we have to learn from the ulama-i kiram, that am I learn all the laws of Shariat, of the different aspects of our life, learn all these things, everything, whether I'm spending my time properly, whether I'm spending my money properly, whether I'm living with people properly. And mashallah, in our khanka, Hazrat has shown all the different departments of deen. Our aqaid must be correct. Then our muamalat, our dealings with people must be correct. Then our muasirat, our social living must be correct. Then our akhlaq, our character must be correct. All these things. And then our adab also. That is our etiquette. That whether we're doing things according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all these things when we learn, we'll get, when we do this course of salah, inshallah all these things will come into place, as further Hazrat explains here so beautifully, that mukhtasar ye ke nisbat ka matlab dawam e zikr aur dawam e ta'at hai. And what is in simple, in short and in simple terms, what is meant by this nisbat, this connection of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This connection of Allah ta'ala means dawam e zikr. All the time a person is in the zikr of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah. And the remembrance of Allah doesn't mean all the time you're walking with a tasbih, but you're looking at woman in the street and you're saying astaghfirullah. That is not the remembrance of Allah. The remembrance of Allah is, it starts on the tongue, but the reality has to go into my heart that Allah must be happy with me. 24 hours, what am I doing? Am I doing it according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is all the time what is called the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a person see, when you get this connection, Allahu Akbar, this love of Allah ta'ala, you in a different world. The love of Allah is extremely enjoyable. Allah is the creator of love. Then imagine when you got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person won't have any form of depression. This will remove all types of depression, all types of worry, all types. When you got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every aspect of your life is enjoyable. Even you are sick, but you are enjoying your life. Even if you don't have sufficient money, you are in little problems, you won't go around begging and become like a beggar, but you'll enjoy, you Allah ta'ala is with me. And you'll be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the greatest gift and our ulterior objective. But Just you have to do the scores. As Hazrat explained, start from the beginning. Let's get our container in proper order. Then fill. This, and this is just a brief course. Just we have to work on it all the time throughout our life. After the month of Ramadan also, keep contact and with the pious servants, with the ulama-i kiram, and see that is my namaz being corrected, my outward salah, am I doing my zikr, etc. So dawam is zikr all the time, that a person is not only with his tongue, he is making zikr, but all the time he is conscious that am I acting on the laws of Shariat, and dawam is ta'at. That is all the time in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for a moment a person just obeys Allah ta'ala, immediately you realize I'm off the line. You make tawbah, you make istighfar, you come back. Or tamam ta'at mein, sabse muhtam bishan, ta'at namaz hai. And from all the acts of obedience, all the acts of being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most outstanding and which has got a very special honor is the ibadat of namaz. Namaz is that obedience of Allah which is most outstanding. That is why we are discussing this. That if, and that is why Allah ta'ala made namaz farz upon us every day, and not just once or twice, 5 times a day. And in fact, not only 5 times, namaz actually is farz upon us 50 times a day. But Allah Ta'ala has been so kind, and the kindness of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew our weakness and requested for relief for us. So Allah Ta'ala says, never mind, I'll reduce your salah to 5. But la tabdila li kalimatillah. Allah's word will not change. That I promised 50 salah for you, you perform 5 times namaz, I'll give you the reward as a 50 salah. And 5 times namaz, actually if you just work out, our Hazrat explained so beautifully, every namaz is like preparing for namaz, everything is like 20 for half an hour. So if a person, Allahu Akbar, if you had to be performing 50 namazes, it's more than 24 hours. So all the time you have to be in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what this means, that when a person becomes conscious of the laws of Sharia, and you start correcting your salah, now you'll become conscious of all that, and you'll see all the time, 24 hours you'll be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what will be the effect of the salah? Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. When you correcting your salah, you'll see salah will remove from your life the effect of it, tamam buraiyo se bachana, aur zindagi ke har shobe ko ibadat bana dena. Then this namaz will remove all sins from your life. Otherwise myself, my namaz, we see we performing namaz 20 years, 30 years. But still, we perform namaz, we just hardly walk out and we look at a woman in the street, we engage in haram, we beg biting. So we are not ours, nothing wrong with salah itself. The institution of namaz is 100% correct. My namaz is something wrong. I'm not working, I'm not servicing my own car, and I say all these Toyotas are useless. No, it's my car that is useless. So I have to correct my salah. When you start correcting your salah, you'll see all types of sins will start going out of your life. Every aspect, every department of deen will come in order. Now you'll be conscious how I do my dealings, if I unnecessarily not borrowing from anybody money, etc. If I won't be stealing, I won't be talking lies. All these aspects of deen, namaz will make it right. If we work on our salah. So we have to do this concerted course. And as you do the course, and as we learn, hatta yatiyaka al-yaqeen, until maut come to you, your namaz will be improving, and see the enjoyment of life will be getting better and better all the time. And the details of this, jiski tafsir, Quran wa hadith min ayah, in the hadith and Quran Sharif, all the details of this have come with regard to the importance of salah, etc. Isiliye roze mahshar mein sabse awwal namaz hi ka hisab hoga. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam has taught us that on the day of Qiyamah, awwalu ma yuhasabu bil abdu yawm al qiyamah as-salah. Namaz is so important that will bring your whole life in order. That is why, as far as ibadat is concerned, the first thing that will be reckoned on the day of Qiyamah is with our salah. And if we are not conscious and worried about our salah, just making it, or we think I'm a 5-time namaz, but like I'm not improving my salah, I'm not conscious whether my salah is being improved. And you can be whatever level, you can be the greatest Sufi, there's no end to the improvement of your salah. Namaz just improves all the time if we are conscious. That is why we find namaz ke fazail aur ahmiyat ulama aur mashayikh hamesha se tahreer farmate chale aaye hain. Aur usme hamare Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali ka bhi ek risala fazail namaz bahut hi mubarak aur muassir hai. That is why we find ulama have written many kitabs on the virtues of salah, the importance of salah. The very famous kitab which is ready also, the kitab of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali fazail namaz. And that is why Hazrat explained, we shouldn't just think, oh, I heard this in kitab reading every day and I heard this. No, we must sit attentively and pay attention and realize that we should correct our intention, not just sitting and listening, but for practice. I must bring this in my life and I must be correcting my namaz and I must be concerned and worried of my namaz so my whole deen can come right and I can get this very close connection with Allah, nisbat-e-batini, and this love of Allah Ta'ala that can come in my heart. That is why we find all these kitabs on fazail are done. Then what fazail or namaz ke zahiri masail kutub e fiqh mein daraj hai. All the simple masail with regard to the masalas of namaz, all that also, and that also is done here also. So very important, we have to correct our namaz, know the virtues, the rewards of salah, and as our Hazrat explained, our intention. We start namaz, not just that I'm reading namaz, who realizes that iman, I got iman, it's a command of Allah, and I am the servant of Allah, so I have to be obeying Allah's command. It's not just my, I'm the slave of Allah, and not only that, Allah is going to reward me, ihtisaba. So lot rewards of salah. So how much eagerness a person will have in performing salah. Then he will see that my wuzu is correct, my everything is correct of mine. Otherwise, like Hazrat explained, that a person, we find that even a person does his wuzu, but our wuzu is not according to sunnat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For example, Hazrat gives a simple example, to gargle the mouth in wuzu, this is a part of sunnat, to make ghar, take water and like clean the throat. We see Hazrat explains that even this, so beneficial in our deen, everything is so beneficial. Medical science today have proven, if you just turn your head full this way and that way, this is the best exercise for heart problem. That is when you make salam properly. But Hazrat says, we don't make our salam full. We're not looking at our shoulder. We're rather looking, Ahmad Bhai came, he owes me 200 rand. I must collect from him. No, make your salah, just your making your salam full and looking at the shoulder and making niyat of the angels, etc. That alone is so bad. So every aspect, our wuzu, if when you get a throat infection, doctors tell you that gargle with antiseptic. The best antiseptic is water. So Allah, in our deen is there, Allahu Akbar. Cleaning the nose also, not just putting water, you must put your fingers in the nostrils and clean it and then blow it out. These are all sunnats of wuzu which we are not doing and we are so negligent. So if our wuzu is not correct, how is the other parts going to become correct? So every aspect, that is why we find all the masail are written in the different kitabs. For example, Talimul Islam, based is ever, all that is done, is mentioned here. But the actual object and purpose is that we first correct the outward this thing. And we have this jazba. That's why you do fazail. You have this jazba, this eagerness. Then you see that your qirat is also correct. And that cause is also done, that we correct our basic qirat. And here is just a few days to remind us, to give us a practice that we continue after we leave, after itikaf, and in our life all the time, that we are conscious and we are worried. Then until a person works and he gets the spiritual reality of salah. Lekin Quran wa sunnat mein iski bhi wadaat hai ke namaz ke tamam fazail aur zindagi par uska asar haqeeqi namaz. And but the reality has come that actually with all the virtues, all the masalas you know of namaz, etc. So many ulama, we know, or we learn all the masail in Darulum, etc. But the reality of namaz has to come. Whether we putting those realities in our, but we, many times we see we making wuzu, we talking. Worldly talks in salah, Hazrat explains that angels are there, four angels are holding a special veil of nur. When you talk, they drop it. The next angel drops it. The next angel and the third angel goes, fourth angel goes away with it. So the reality, this reality, and what is this reality? Namaz ba ruh or khushu, khuzu wali namaz se hasil hota hai. When you will get this reality that namaz will correct your whole life, it will take out sins, when you have a namaz of life, and a namaz of concentration, devotion. In other words, the body is also important, and what the body? The soul. If you can't just say, you say, I just want to work on the soul, but there's no body. No, you have to work on the body also, that is, put our outward aspect of namaz in order, and then the reality of namaz. And what is that? Anta abudallah ka'annaka tara. That we worship Allah as if Allah Ta'ala is watching us. And we, if we're not that, we know Allah Ta'ala. And to know Allah is watching us, we can see Allah Ta'ala's workings, Allah's qudrat, Allah Ta'ala's power, Allah Ta'ala's what around us we can see. Look at your own self, how you walking. You're not walking on your own. Allah Ta'ala is in full control of every movement of ours. And not that, Allah is definitely watching me. If you can perceive that you are watching Allah, Allah Ta'ala is watching us. Otherwise it is mentioned that we don't work on this course. Ghaflat wali namaz ke liye Quran wa hadith mein sakht wa'eed aaye. That's very stern warnings of a namaz that is a namaz of unmindfulness, a namaz of a don't care attitude. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. And the real namaz of reality and success, Allah says, Qad afla al-mu'minun. That definitely those people has been successful who worry of their salah. Inshallah we'll continue with that. That we have a salah of khashi'un, of concentration and devotion. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.